Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I'm not going to listen. All right, guys, you're ready to go live. Welcome to the show, y'all. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. I am glad that you are able to join me for yet another great show. Definitely need to talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, I need for all of you guys to tag someone or tell them to go to Abundantly Develop Roots. Go to the website, excuse me, and look for Coach Jay Radio, that is, and subscribe. Like, follow, whatever it is you have to do so you can get on the email list so I can let you know what's going on with me on the coaching aspects of things. Also, go to iHeartRadio, go to Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk, and click on, or Spreaker, and click on Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Click follow, like, all that good stuff. That's all I ask, guys. Not that hard. Number to call is 515-602-9653. On today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about one or two faces. How many do you have? That's what I titled the show. We're going to talk about the different ways to be two-faced and to possess, that is, a very unreliable personality. Those are things that should not happen. It's not cute. It's not something that you should want to be. It's not something that you should want to have. You should never want to have a... you should never want to be two-faced for any reason. Y'all, let me fix this camera here. You should never want to be two-faced, and you definitely should not want to possess an unreliable personality. And I'm going to tell you why I say some of those things. And I'm also going to play a clip. It's a Steve Harvey clip. It's something that he stated. Something that he said, it made perfect sense. But I want your take on it. I want to know what you think about it. I want to know if you think that it's something that can relate to you right now. And if it relates to you, if it makes sense to you. And I also want to know if not only does it make sense, but does it kind of dismay God in the normal fashion? I don't think it does. But I just want to hear what you have to say. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the band Culture, what they got going on, what they get ready to have going on. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the community this summer. There's so much stuff that I want to talk about. There's so much stuff I want to get off my chest. There's so much stuff that I need to talk about because when I tell you that people have gotten on my last nerves this day, they have gotten on my last nerve. I've gotten a few surprises today, too. But it's okay. You learn. Remember I told you guys, either people are a blessing or they're a lesson. I got taught lots of lessons today. Lots of lessons today. What I'm going to do with those lessons, am I going to learn from them and grow? And if I'm going to apply them to my everyday living or my continued journey into what I'm trying to do, or am I going to just sit there and let it be what it is and go on and take the L, as they say, and just forget about it and just do something different the next day? Nah, we're going to talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing. make it rain dollars, all you do is drop down. That's right, I can make it rain your paycheck. For all y'all haters, 4-5s on deck. With the heat, I'm O'Neal all night. And go hard like oatmeal, left out all night. And y'all can't see me like I'm 10 feet tall. In the hood, you never round, kinda like a football. It can't be,
what?
You hate me?
Nah,
you should hate yourself for not being like me. The bank said my money won't fit, so that means I go ahead and withdraw like crack fiends.
I'm trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
For show, and you an actor, you just for show. Beat you with squeeze lemonade, and when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money's so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so out of long face. So fly, if I feel I still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head, just like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Cause tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. Get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you, well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Tryna get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get
this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from Cake Up Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number calls 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Before we left, you know, the opening, I was talking a little bit about some things that we're going to talk about on the show. Y'all, let me say this first and foremost. A lot of times I give you information. Now, the information that I give you on here sometimes doesn't necessarily mean it's my view. Especially when I'm playing something as a video or audio or whatever the case may be, it might not be my view. I give you the information and I have you do what you want to with the information. It might be something that's close to you. It might be something that hit home. If it is, apply it. But never do I ever, ever want you to think that just because I say something I think is right. Because I'm telling you, there's been more times that I've been wrong than right. But my right is pretty much on task also. I had to get that together, y'all. But anyhow, I have had the most trying day today. And, you know, it's interesting. Interesting that when you have positive energy, you have positive energy at the beginning of your day, and you're trying to keep that positive energy going throughout the day. It never fails. Here comes someone or some people with some old negative energy disguised as positive energy, trying to get to you and trying to make you do things that you shouldn't do, or trying to bring you out of your character. I have had the most trying day today. People trying to bring me out my character. I didn't let it. I really wanted to, but I didn't let it. Some of it was very disheartening. And some of it was expected. Some of it was a surprise. And some of it, I just don't care. But let me say this. I'm not dumb. You're not going to play no games with my intellect. And it's okay. It's okay to think that you're smart. It's okay. Even if you think that you're not smart, it's okay. Because I've always said, I said this a long time ago, the smartest person in the room is not always the smartest person in the room. The person that make the worst grades or fail at everything can be the smartest person in the room. I don't think intellect is about how much book smarts you have. I think intellect is a lot of things. I think intellect can be mental status. I think intellect can be character. I think intellect can be how you handle situations. I just don't think that it boils down to how much book knowledge you have. Because you can have all the book knowledge, and as they say, you have no common sense. Sometimes we can't even define what common sense is. But those are things that we need to really start looking at. We need to start looking at how we treat one another. We need to look at how we treat one another, why we do some of the things we do, and why we can't change what we do, why we can't change the way we speak to one another, why we can't change the way we treat one another. Y'all, when I say I've had a rough day, I've had a rough day. I know you can probably hear it in my voice. You can probably see it on my face. But I've had a long, rough, aggravating, spiritually trying day. Now, a lot of people say when you're getting tried spiritually the way we got tried or I got tried today, then you're on the right path. You're doing something right. I really don't understand that. Why can't I be doing something right without getting bothered? Do I have to be bothered to be doing something right? They say you do. I don't know if that's all the way true. I just don't know if that's all the way true. We're going to take another break. And when I come back, I want to play a clip that I think you truly, truly need to hear. It's a very, very, very good clip. It's a clip that's going to, I hope, give you some sort of direction, give you some sort of pathway into getting to the next level, give you some kind of direction into how and where your purpose is in life. Because, see, sometimes we don't understand that our purpose is sitting right in front of us, and we just don't choose to take that road for our purpose. We have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge our gifts. We have to acknowledge our purpose. We have to acknowledge who acknowledges those things in us. And then we have to putting those things to good use the way that it was intended to be. So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to play this clip. You guys are going to love it. I hope you do, because I absolutely loved it, and I think that it's something that everybody needs to hear. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my mule.
Them programmers examine the way they can get me to my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load, and dropping off is the funk I'm gon' bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass covers to balling out of control, to cheating with no rubber and numerous coochie holes, to robbed at 22 put in the hospital, 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad, but this is my getaway, still I can go on, but I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
Now, all right, all right. I've been behind the scenes working on it, building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me, you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. Before we left for the break, I told you that I was going to play a clip that I thought was really, really, really powerful and charged with a lot of positive energy. And I'm going to play it in just a second. But let me say this. What today, when I was going to come on the show today, I was going to go in on some people. I was going to go in on some people. I was going to go, as they say, ham on some places, some situations. I was going to tell y'all a couple of stories of some things that happened today that got me in the mood that I'm in. But you know what? I'm not going to bring that negative energy to you guys. What I'm going to do is what I feel like I have always done to you is I have brought you positive energy. I have brought you great blueprints to success in our community. And I think that I'm going to continue to do that. Well, I know I'm going to continue to do that. I can't let one bad day dictate how I deal with you guys, the ones who have been there for me and with me throughout all this. Y'all, I've been doing this show a long time. I've been doing this show without help from anyone. I've been doing this show, and Lord knows I've been trying to get, you know, different avenues for this show. And, you know, some people choose to help and some people don't, which is okay. But I know this journey is my journey. And I got to make things happen for myself, and I'm going to. I just want you guys to know that everything I do for you through this show, I mean it with everything in my heart because I do this show for you. I want you to have the platform to get those things out to the community and to the nation that you can't get out. Now, y'all don't get it twisted. Yes, this show is based on the internet, and this show, guess what? It travels all over the world. So there's people that listen to us in Brazil, China, Japan, Ireland, India, the UK, and I have the numbers to prove it. They listen to us, and Africa. They listen to us on this show, and they comment, and they email me, and they tell me things. They encourage me, and that's what it's all about. Now, this is a clip that I come across some time ago, and it whenever I feel like I'm not doing right, or I'm having a rough time, or I can't get the bump that I need. And trust me, Lord, y'all know I need some bumps right now because I need some things happening. I want to bring to you guys the very best in entertainment. But anyhow, when I have these issues, turn and I listen. I there's lots of people I listen to for great motivation. And, you know, Steve Harvey's one of those. I listen to the words that he says, and his words are really, really meaningful. Some of the things he say, there's no other doubt that to me that God is talking through this man, because some of the things he say are right on point. And you don't meet too many people that can say things right on point each and every time. But I want to play this clip, and I hope that you guys get out of it what I have. Okay, so here's a clip from YouTube about Steve Harvey, what he has to give you when it comes to the keys to success. All right.
Years when she was living. She used to always tell me, she said, God blesses you to become a blessing. I didn't get it back then because I ain't had nothing. So he blessed me. Mama, we ain't got nothing. She said, but one day, son, you're going to be different. I'm standing here today because I learned something. I just try to tell people some real basic stuff to succeed. You do not have to be educated to succeed.
Now, we're going to talk about that statement.
Keep yourself up about your lack of education. Education ain't in the Bible. Harvard ain't in there. UCLA ain't in there. Now, if you want to be a doctor, lawyer, scientist, dentist, you got to go to school. We understand that. But if you're gifted with your hands of healing, you do that. But what about if you like me? What if you like you? What if you ain't a school person? What you going to do? Suppose you got a learning disability. Suppose you're dyslexic. Suppose you just don't get the... You know, I just didn't get math. Once you got past adding, subtraction, multiplication, and division, you lose me. I don't know. I only know what I know. I learned to identify this gift of mine. And this gift has made room for me. Now, I told you that. But here is the other thing. Once you identify your gift, you have got to write this information down. If you do not have a vision board, if you don't have a dream list, I am telling you, you are complicating your process to getting what you want in life. You're complicating it because you are missing, because maybe nobody ever told you, or maybe you don't think that it applies to you, but a simple principle of success is that it has to be written down somewhere. Oprah was on TV for 30 years talking about these vision boards. Oprah. She got $1 billion.
Yes, she do.
She has my attention. Now, like I said earlier, you don't got to be rich to be happy. Maybe your goal is not to make $1 million. That's cool. But maybe you just need $150,000. Maybe you just need $200,000. I'm telling you, you have to write this information down. I don't care what church you go to, synagogue, temple, mosque. If you don't write it down, chances of it happening is slim. Could that be the one thing that's holding you back? If I'm telling you this, a dude with no education, I can't read a business periodical. My head is exploding. I don't even know what they're talking about. It's not what I do. Too many times, people have you focusing on your weaknesses. You're wasting your time. You ain't got to strengthen that. Work on what you're good at. If you focus on what you're good at, you'll make enough money. You hire somebody to be what you ain't. I got all kind of people read numbers and contracts and all that because I can't do it. But I hire them. Listen, man. You've got to write this information down. Let me tell you what the reason writing it down is important. Because it plants the information in your subconscious. That means write exactly what you want. Don't deviate. Be clear. If you want 4 cars, there's nothing wrong with wanting 4 cars. If you want 3 houses, you can have 3 houses. Why not? Why? Why you can't have, why you just can't get a home? What kind of God you serve where he won't give you a house? It's just a house. Somebody asked me the other day, they saw my vision board. They said, man, where your dream car at? They in the driveway. They've been marked off the vision board a long time ago. The vision boards work. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you how this works. You don't think I got all these TV shows? I ain't making no money now. I'm out here hustling and grinding. But I'm willing to work. You've got to write everything you want down. Now, if you want, like I said, you go to school, try to get you another degree. I don't have one. I'm telling you what I did to get here. I learned a few scriptures that made some good sense to me. You have not because you ask not. So you mean to tell me if I just keep asking you for it and believing it, that's one way to get it? Okay, cool. Then you tell me faith without works is dead. You tell me if I believe in you and I'm willing to work, I should have it. But I can't believe in it and don't work and I won't get it. Okay, I understand that. And then you tell me to write the vision and make it plain. I can do this. These are things you can do today that ain't got nothing. You don't need nobody's permission to succeed. To get to God, you ain't got to check with nobody. He available to you today. You ain't got to get cleared. His line ain't busy. You can talk to him right now. I do it all the time. That's how I got here. I'm telling you how you can get to where you're trying to go. Then you go get your another education if you want to. I did it without an education. I did it without nobody's money. All I did was identify this gift. I worked. I wrote all of my visions down. I read them every morning and every night. And I instilled them in my head. And every time I met somebody, they say, hey, man, what you trying to do? I would tell them one of my visions. Somebody would always say to me, you know, I know a guy that's selling them things right there. You ought to talk to him. I started scratching stuff off my vision board. My vision board is so vast now. If I showed you what was on it, you wouldn't even believe it. Because I dream so big. I want so big because the God I serve is big. He's not a small God. He's a really, really big God. He does really, really big stuff. And I expect him to do really, really big stuff for me. If somebody who had come from the bottom and got to this position I'm in told me that this is the way I would try, if I was you, I would try it. I bet you it'll work, though. Appreciate y'all.
Man. Why not try it? Why not try it? Why not start writing things down? That goes for me too. Maybe that's the one thing that I'm not doing and it's not getting me the things that I say I need. I think that he hit some really focal points. I do agree that school is not for everyone. College is not for everyone. I did go to college, but college is not for everyone. Do I regret that I went to college? No. Do I regret that I spent time? Yeah, I do. I don't regret it. I guess you can't call it regret. I just wish I would have had some knowledge that I have now then. But now I do have the knowledge, so what am I do with it? I am a true believer that when God gives you a gift, you have to use it. It is not even up for negotiation. You have to use it. If you don't use it, then it will become a hindrance more than it will a blessing to you or somebody else. Now, I tell my children, I tell them all the time to utilize the gifts that they have. Follow your passion. I tell my kids that. Do I want them to be trained in something? Yeah, I do. But their happiness and their journey within their passion means more to me than sitting up at a school somewhere listening to somebody else regurgitate what they have learned. And when I say passion, I mean something that they can do without having to even think twice about it. That's when you know you have a passion for something. You can do it effortlessly. It comes to you without even second guessing. I had someone tell me, Jay, you've been doing this radio thing a long time. You've been doing this thing a long time. Why do you do this? And, you know, I thought about it a second. And I told him I do this because I like to help people. I like to keep people informed. I like to tell my truths. I like for other people to be able to tell their truths on the show. I like to bring you different aspects of what people are going through in life. And I think I've done all that on this show. And I'm going to continue to do that on this show. We are going to get to the next level, y'all. And I say we because you guys are coming with me. Wherever I grow and wherever I go, you're going to grow and go with me. I promise you. Because if not, then what am I doing this for? I don't do this to be Facebook famous. I could care less about that. To be honest, I really don't even want to be on here. But I know a lot of you catches the show this way. And if I can reach you this way, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not out here trying to get you to sign up for this, sign up for that. I do want you to get my emails. I do want you to go to Abundantly Developed Roots website and sign up for the email so you can get emails from Coach J Radio, which is me. You guys can also start booking sessions with me. I do want that. I'm going to keep pushing that because I know it will benefit some of you. I know it will. Give it a try. You'll see. Give it a try. I promise you, once you have a coaching session with me, you're going to come back and you're going to keep coming back. And then you're going to start asking about more coaching sessions with other people. And I'm just going to give you outlets to more people. And then you're going to still be coming to me. And it's going to be a great thing. You're going to be living good. We all going to be living good. We all going to be getting information and energy that we know we need to give one another. It's all about positive energy, y'all. when you start saying that you want to do something in life, and I'm going back to what Harvey was talking about, Steve Harvey was talking about, when you start saying that you want to do things in life and you don't want to put the work in to do it, then there's an offset. You're going to have to change something somewhere to be able to get the things that you want. When it's time for you to make some moves, you have to make those moves. There is no way that you need to tell me you are going to make some moves, but you don't want to do the sacrificing that's going to come with making those moves. Everything's not going to line up for you. Everything's not going to be perfect. You're not going to have the perfect timing, the perfect opportunity. You're not going to have the perfect window to make your moves. You're not going to have the perfect money situation to make your move. You're not going to have the perfect insurance situation to make your move. You're not going to have the perfect living situations to make your move. You got to make your move. You got to make your move. If you believe in that God that you say you believe in, which I know I do, then you have to be willing and ready to make those moves when it's time to make those moves. When God lets you know it's time to make those, y'all, I'm not a pastor, but when God lets you know it's time for you to make those moves, you have to make those moves. What's the saying? You take one step, he'll take four. I promise you it works like that. If you move that right leg, the left leg's going to follow. But you have to know that when you make these moves, God has you if you fall. To be honest, falling is not even, it shouldn't even be in the equation. You making these moves solely based on what you know God has promised you. These are the things that we have to do. This is the mindset that we have to have. We are going to have to change how we do things. We're going to have to change how we think about things. We're going to have to change how we deal with each other. We're going to have to change how we say we want to deal with each other, how we show we deal with each other. If you, y'all, if you have a ride or die, let's just say that. If you have a ride or die, your ride or die is every day. Your ride or die ain't Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Your ride or die is every day. So you treat your ride or die like they are your ride or die. And it might be more than one. It might be more than one. One thing you will always get from me is loyalty. You will get loyalty from me. I promise you. If I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. But what you will get is loyalty. And loyalty goes a long way. But I don't think the average person understands loyalty. I think the average person thinks loyalty sometimes means take, 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 take. And that's not what the definition of loyalty is. You should not always be willing to take. You have to give. You have to give. You have to be able to say, look, I don't think this is right. Something didn't sit right with me, or I need to talk. Communication is the key, y'all. Communication is the key. But I am a big, big advocate of loyalty because I've been burnt so many times in life. I could be that guy that walk around here and doesn't let anybody in. I could be that guy who walks around with the wall up but have all the goodies inside the wall and don't want to share because of what somebody has done to me earlier in my life. I choose not to be that guy because I know that I ask every night for forgiveness of all the dumb stuff I do. And I do some dumb stuff, all the dumb stuff I do, all the dumb stuff I say. I ask for forgiveness every night. So who am I to not forgive those that do things against me. Now, I ain't saying I got to be a doormat for nobody. But once or twice, forgive those who do things against me. I ain't got to deal with you. I can love you from afar. But I can forgive you, and I can move on. See, because one thing I did learn is that if I hold on to things that have hurt me, things that have made me angry, to things that have made me sad, to things that have made me mad, then I'm still captive. You know, us black folks want to talk a lot about 400 plus years of enslavement. We probably should add on a couple hundred more, because we enslave ourselves sometimes with our mindset. And it goes for everybody. We enslave ourselves with our mindsets. So when I tell you guys a lot on this show that I am ready to be free, it's free from the shackles that have closed the doors of my mind. I'm ready to loosen. And I know that's not grammatically correct. I'm a journalist major. I'm ready to loosen my shackles on my mind. And I'm ready to explore. And I'm ready to give. And I'm ready to receive and learn and give knowledge. But I can only do that if my mind is clear, if my heart is pure, if my energy stays in balance. It's the only way I can do that. Sometimes it's rough. I know. Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes it's hard to deal with people who have done you ways or treated you ways, and you don't understand why when you have given them every ounce of you. It's hard. I know it's hard. But what you got to realize is that there is another day. It might not be promised, but there is another day. There is another second. All those might not be promised. But in the moment, you can make the right decision to change your energy, change the way you're thinking, change the way you're treating people, change the way you accept people treating you, and move to a better place in life. I really hope that you enjoyed that message from Steve Harvey, because it's a very, very powerful, motivated message. The things that he said are true. You have to really find your way. And when you find your way and you understand that your gift is not your gift, it's God's gift. You just borrowing it. It's God's gift. You just borrowing it. And if you utilize it the right way, he'll give it to you fully. He'll give it to you fully, and then you will be able to say, look what God done for me. Look what God gave me. My gift from God. But until then, know that your gift is borrowed. Know that you have gotten a supreme gift that you have to be able to display in such a manner that someone will know, okay, that's not him, that's God. That's not her, that's God. That's not them, that's God. You have to be able to explain to people just by your actions. And if your actions are pure, your gift is pure, your message pure, then the outcome is going to be a huge blessing. That's the equation I like. We have to take it there. So when I tell y'all there's going to be some drastic changes in the things that I do, the way that I speak, I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to be me. My level of consciousness, my level of life. When I tell you there's getting ready to be some drastic changes, there's getting ready to be some drastic changes in this dude's life. And I'm taking you with me. I'm bringing you with me. Promise you, we are going to get there together. We're going to do some great things together. We're going to do great things in the community. We're going to do great things for everyone else, each other. our young people, we are going to show them the right way. I am not going to be a part of their failure. I refuse to. Now, does that mean I need to continue being in the classroom, being a teacher? No, it don't mean that. Y'all, I don't even want to get on that subject, but it don't mean that. And don't get it twisted. I love my time in the classroom. Love my time in the classroom. But I need to be freed. I need those shackles loosened up, as I say. I need them loosened up so I can really, really, really bring you what needs to be brought, the good news. And you guys got it in you too. You got it in you. You got it in you. All you got to do is be willing and ready to follow, trust, and believe. You have to. That's the only way. So in Steve Harvey's book, Jump, he talked about you got to jump, and you can't be worried about how you're going to land, because sometimes the landing is rough. So I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump, y'all. I don't know how my landing is going to be, but I'm prepared. Prepared because I know what's going to happen after I stand up from that landing. I already know. Then y'all really going to get the J that you really need and deserve and want. And I'm just going to be ecstatic about life. I love life now. If you can't tell, I love life. I love me and I love life. Some people say that I love me too much. I don't think that's even possible. I think those people are the ones that they don't know themselves and they don't love themselves. I love me. I love me some me because I know what God has done for me, where he has brought me from. Y'all, you just don't know. I could take a 2-hour show and could go through my life. Still be more for you to know. There will still be more for you to know. And I don't think the average person could deal with the things that I've dealt with in life, even though I know people have dealt with probably worse. But until you walk into a person's shoes, you can't understand why they react the way they do to things, why they say the things that they say, why they step in when they probably sometimes shouldn't have to step in. Until you have stepped in somebody's shoes, walked in somebody's shoes, that is, you will never know these things. So please don't be too quick to judge. We have a habit of judging each other. We have a habit of wanting to hold people accountable that we don't even know that they are guilty yet. We just go along with what people say they have done and who they are, and we just hold them tooth and nail and don't know why. Those are things we got to stop. We got to stop that mindset. Our mindset should be nothing but positivity right now. It should be nothing but that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, you have definitely been live in the day with Jay. We're going to come back and we'll close out the show, all right?
Your me feel.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. Guys, real quick, you know, I tell you this all the time. I do this show for you. I appreciate you, and I do this show for you because I want to give you the platform, and I want you to be able to express who you are with the issues that's going on. We need to come together to some of these issues, and we need to solve some of these plagues and issues that's going on in our community and elsewhere. I like to thank South Philly, Chicago, New York, Gastonia, of course, down in Macon, Georgia, that is, and Savannah now. And I like to thank Birmingham, Alabama. Oh gosh, I always get stuck there, guys. Houston, please forgive me. Bakersfield, California, Colorado, and Tacoma, Washington. I really appreciate you guys. And Tallahassee, Florida. I really appreciate you guys for continuing to check out the show, continuing to support the show. And I really want to do more with this show, but trust me, it's coming. And I need for you guys to go to Dallas, always Dallas, North Carolina, you know, this stomping grounds, Chris. But I need for you guys to go to Abundantly Developed Roots. I need you to go to the website. I need you to sign up for emails. I need you to sign up to look around for some of the coaching that's going on. And I need for you to start booking some of these coaching sessions, especially with yours truly. Book the coaching sessions. Look around, see what else you can be offered, and look at some of the other coaches. I'm telling you, this is something that you need to do. This is something that has to happen because it is only going to further your spiritual growth, your mental growth, and it's going to get you on the right path of knowing and learning what positive is and how to live on a positive level. So please do not sleep. Don't sleep. Don't sleep that way. I want you to get sleep, but I don't want you to sleep on this. Do not sleep on it. Go and just know that we're getting ready to do some great things in the community. We're getting ready to do some great things nationally. We're getting ready to do some great things for your mind, your body, your spirit, and we get ready to take it on a whole new level, y'all. I promise you we are, and I promise you that you will be thoroughly, thoroughly entertained. You will be thoroughly, how should we say, you will see the harvest from the seeds that you plant. I promise you, you will. So don't sleep on any of this stuff, y'all. Tomorrow's show is going to be a very dope show. I got some surprises tomorrow on tomorrow's show. It's going to be Free Fall Friday. I want you guys to continue to support culture. Please support culture because they get ready to do some big things in Gastonia. I'm getting ready to tell you real soon to be looking out for a battle of the bands here in Gastonia. Yes, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to be really dope. I think you guys are going to like it. Check out my new coach, life's coach logo, my life coaching app logo. I think you guys are going to like it. I hope you do. It's going to be a new look. It's going to be something different, but it's going differently in the right direction. So just know, we get ready to do this thing, and we get ready to do it big. I'm getting ready to take you guys with me. I love you guys, as I tell you each and every day. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I would be more than selfish than to not share that love with you. So I love you guys for everything you do and supporting the show. please continue to support the show, because this is what I am here for, is to bring you the very best platform that I can. I don't know what anybody else is doing. Whatever they're doing is good. Whatever they do is good. Y'all, that's my calling card. Whatever they do is good for me. It's good for you. It's good for the community. Then I'm okay with it. But if it's not, steer away from it and still seek out the truth in everything. Okay, y'all remember that. You guys, I will see you on tomorrow, Friday, for Free Fall Friday. Tell somebody you love them. Treat everybody the way that you want to be treated. That's the golden rule, what I was told. I don't know the factual way of saying it, but treat everybody the way you want to be treated. DJ, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.